Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and Happy New Year to everybody. I do hope that you enjoyed the holidays and had a wonderful evening last night. Everybody is still a bit recuperating from it all, and we are now into 2017. Isn't that exciting? All things new. And my guest tonight is the wonderful psychic detective and very good psychic himself, Frank St. James. We're both here. This is a call-in show, and we're going to do predictions for 2017 as well. So in order to call in, I'd like to have a first name, your birthday, and where you are calling from, town and state. The number to call is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. That's to call in and to ask Frank St. James a psychic question about the new year, something you want to know that might be coming in 2017. It can be worldwide or it can be personal. So good evening, Frank, and welcome.
Well, good evening to you too, Elizabeth.
Have you got your predictions all done?
Well, I have a few of them.
Good.
I have a feeling I'm feeling more optimistic about this year.
Me too. There was a change just before New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I felt good about it. It just seems to be a whole energy shift. And
right.
It just gone 180 degrees what we went through last year. And I think people are starting.
People were so anxious about the election. And I also think that we had some negative energy and there was a lot of judgment because people don't like change.
Right. Well, the way the whole thing was taken out of kilter and a misinformation, and it was confusing. It was working on people's nerves. A lot of people are still going through worrying about things that really are not going to happen.
They're going through adjustments, and we certainly have to give everything a time to adjust. You know, we have a new president coming in. We have one going out. Everybody has a thought about it.
Yeah.
So we do have a call for you, Andrea from New Jersey. Are you there, Andrea?
Hi, yes, I am.
Well, good. And when is your birthday? Can you tell Frank?
My birth date is April 28th, 1984.
And what is your question for Frank St. James tonight?
What can I expect, or what should I expect in this coming year?
No, Andrea, no. One specific question. Not a general question. One specific question. Are you asking about your job? Are you asking about your children? Are you asking about your family? What are you asking about?
I'd like to ask about romance.
Okay, good.
Yes.
You actually got a much better vibration this year for that. So you might find yourself in a actually two people inviting for your attention. So I really feel good about you this year as far as a relationship goes. I don't think you'll make up your mind till around June, but just take your time and may the best man win.
Have you gone through a breakup, Andrea?
Not recently. It's been some time.
Well, you're still feeling that breakup. You're still upset about it or wish it hadn't happened or whatever. Trust who you choose, Andrea, and get to know the person. Don't look for, is he going to marry me tomorrow? Just get to know him as a person. Right, Frank?
That's right. And always be a little, you know, cautious of somebody that's really slick with the way they come across. It's usually the other ones are a little more honest, you know, when they stumble a little bit or, you know, but they're more, they're more trustworthy. You got to be a little detective.
Absolutely. That's my favorite. Is there a particular, any particular name that I can look out for?
I get a strong C and a J.
Okay.
So either a, something like a Craig or even a Josh or even a Joseph on that one.
And I got the name Eddie. Do you know anybody named Eddie, Andrea?
No, I do not.
And you're working, there's a change at work coming, correct?
I believe so. I haven't been told, but I feel it as well.
Yeah, so you'll be going through that in February. And maybe Eddie is somebody new at work that could introduce you to the handsome stranger.
Well, so, you know what? You know what? You're right, Elizabeth, because the environmental change, too, is going to make a big difference for her.
Yeah, so you've got good things coming, but January will be slow. We have opened up on Mercury retrograde, so don't expect everything to happen overnight. It's not going to. We are still finishing up the presidential election because Mr. Trump now has to be inaugurated, and that will happen on January 20th. So all of that is still in the air, Andrea. We're trying to leave that behind in 2016 and move forward, and we will, and you will too. So good luck.
Thank you.
Frank, we have an Anna from California, and her birthday is July 9th, 1965. Are you there, Anna?
Yes, I'm right here. Hi, how are you?
Well, Happy New Year. Do you have a question for Frank?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
What is your question for Frank?
I want to know what do you see for me as in my career coming up for this year? What do you see me doing?
Are you trying to change it, first of all?
I'm just not sure what actually is going to go on with my career because my career has taken a change. I'm not working at the moment. I decided to stop with my career and just wanted to know where I was supposed to be heading.
Well, what do you normally do?
I was a writer. I was an actress. I worked in corporate America. I worked in legal. I've done a lot of different things, but my last name was a writer and an actress.
I like it better for you around the second week of February. I do feel one or two calls from people that you already work with or know.
Okay.
You know, through the field. And I think that's going to really push you into a good direction, like I said, by the second week of February. And I do see your career moving along again. You know, I feel a little kind of, I don't know if it's a writer's block or something, but, you know, there's been a lot of disruptive energy during the year, but I feel like once this moves forward, Mercury retrograde right now, which is the planet of communication, it's in retrograde, so a lot of things are stalled, but it might be people from your past that are really going to play a part in your future.
And Anna, I want to say one thing. You are very anxious and you really want to push and have it all now. What I would like you to do is cut back on your sugar and start your meditation practice again. That will ease things and it will actually clean out the confusion and bring in good things a little bit faster. Can you do that?
Oh, sure. No problem. Okay.
Good.
But do you
good.
See me working again as an actress, you're saying, as a writer? Is that what you see me doing?
He's
again?
Saying he, that you are hearing from people in the past, from work that you have done in the past. He did not say which kind of work. Do not limit it, Anna. Do not
limit
it.
Okay. But I do feel the acting coming in first. And
great.
And then the writing, as you're feeling better that you're working again, you're definitely connecting with the writing.
I think the surprise is going to be that you didn't solicit it, that it's going to come to you, and you're being recognized for your talents and for who you are. And that's wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you, both of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And Frank, we have Claire from New Jersey. She's May 4th, 1968. Good evening, Claire. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Good evening.
What is your question
as
for
I
Frank?
My question is, my boyfriend and I, John, had a fight last Wednesday, and I want to know if we will reconcile soon.
And when is his birthday?
October 26th. 1968.
October 26th and May 4th. There you go. You got two opposites, Frank. What do you think?
I think within a week or so that you'll reconcile. But this has happened before, right?
Yeah, we had this happen in October. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, both times Mercury was retrograde or coming out of retrograde. And you're going to find, Claire, that you have a pattern. But remember something. If you meet a man with Mercury retrograde, it's a one-time date. If you have a fight with Mercury retrograde, you always have a chance to make up once it goes direct. That's
just
that's the way it works.
That's good to know. My question is, though, you know, he has an ex that likes to pop in periodically. And that's the issue, what we fight about. And you know, he used to live with her, and they've been split up about a year, and they have a lot of financial ties. And I
so
think
he
that's
hasn't
what's going
been
on.
Able to set boundaries. That's what you need to look at.
No.
He needs to learn how without feeling guilty. Now, that can take a little time, but maybe you could have him get some help or read a book or something. Be patient with it. He hasn't learned how. He's probably still somewhat traumatized after the divorce. And Frank, chime in.
Well, they weren't married. They weren't married. They were not
married. Doesn't matter.
No. Yeah, it's the same thing, I know. But I don't know. I know she has grandkids, and he, you know, he's trying to be nice to her
children.
Yeah, but
we don't have time for the storyline, Claire. I'm sorry. You can call Frank.
I'm sorry. Okay.
At another time. But he did answer your question. You want to say that again, Frank?
Yeah, within a week, he'll be, they'll reconcile. Listen, this is not going to be an easy road anyway, but, you know, you're going to, sometimes when he's been in a long relationship with this lady?
Off and on for 17 years. It's never been smooth.
Yeah, it's been a long one.
Well, he
has to learn how to
adjust.
Yeah, and with him is the commitment is going to be the hardest thing. Because with that, he could always leave, you know? And you really got to think it through. But you know what? You're going to have another opportunity for a relationship around April anyway. But you got to keep an open mind. You don't want to see the same pattern with you.
I really love this guy. And do you think he really cares for me, though, too?
I could tell you this and that, but if you don't believe it, I think he's a lot into himself, and I think there's some affection there, definitely, but I don't feel he's feeling the same thing that you're feeling.
So give it more time, Claire, and know that somebody else is possibly in the wings for you. Give it more time and don't force it, okay?
But you think this would work out,
though.
Thank
you for calling, Claire. Happy New Year. We have Marty now from North Carolina. And Frank, his birthday is November 28th, 1970. Hello, Marty. How are you?
Hi. I'm a she, and I'm great. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year to you. So what is your question tonight for Frank?
My career. So it's career. I've been in HR for 20 years. I got laid off from my last three jobs. I've been unemployed for a year. And I'm trying to figure out, I can't figure out what to do next, where to take this experience I have, but I don't want to do human resources anymore. And I have a lot of things I want to do, and I'm flaky and can't figure out what direction, what to hone in on to get a full-time job.
Are you thinking of taking up any kind of a course right now?
Creative writing. I mean, my dream would be to, you know, be a writer, but that's, I know I have to do that on the side to get started. I need income coming in, so.
Yeah. Well, I always say follow your dream. But I do feel this is going to be advantageous for you coming up. As far as your work goes, you might have to go back to what you were doing. And, again, you're probably looking for, you know, finally getting some really good feedback in a couple weeks. So, you know, and in the meantime, to tolerate it, you know, follow your dream. That's all I could tell you.
Marty, let me suggest two things. Number one, start a meditation practice and send a thought out. See yourself completing a book. Then start to write the book and understand that you have to bring funds in to survive and ask Spirit to deliver what you need to survive while you write this masterpiece. That's what you need to do. You need to start it and feel it. And at the same time, you're going to have to stay in the past before you can go into the future. Now, writing a book takes a good year. I've written 8 of them. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. You still have Saturn crossing your sun this year, so you're going to have a couple of other emotional surprises during the year as well. But I do feel a very, very nice upward turn for you. Don't you, Frank?
Yes, I do. And make sure you know something about the business, publishing and everything else, because it's changed so much. Elizabeth could tell you that.
Yeah, I have my own publishing company, Marty. We can talk on email during the week sometime.
Okay. All right. Well, and so as far as, like, I've applied for jobs, like, all the time, and they either say I'm underqualified or overqualified.
Why don't you start your own business? Why don't you start helping people with confusion at work or doing some sort of counseling? You're in HR. You have so much under your belt. There's no reason why you can't have some kind of a business counseling service for people. You would do fabulous.
Well, you know, now I started one in November, but I haven't done anything with it because I didn't know what to. Isn't that crazy? I'm nervous talking to you guys.
Be
in touch with Frank during the week. Frank's going to give his number out in a few minutes. But let me tell you something.
Okay.
Meditation and focus. And no more sugar is really going to help you. Frank, why don't you give your number out for people to call if they want an appointment with you?
It's 973-882-7721.
You want to do that one more time, Frank?
973-882-7721.
That's how to call Frank St. James to set up an appointment for your wonderful 2017 reading. Not only is he right on the money, but everything is so accurate. And it usually comes in pretty quickly after the reading, doesn't it, Frank?
Usually, the timing is, I tell you the truth, I feel like this year the timing would even be better because we're not getting, confused by all the elections, which is...
rhetoric.
Yeah, it's just been a mess. And jobs and have been affected by it.
But they're all going to go up now. I'm going to tell you that
right.
Not only are we going to have more jobs, but we are going to have more of a cash flow. And the cash flow continues very well on the market and everywhere else through August. That's my prediction. That's one of them. So, Frank, do you have a couple of predictions to share with us for 2017?
Well, my feeling was like after a month, once he's in, and he starts implementing things and people actually see these things working. Now we got a whole different attitude. We don't have this doomsday they've been promoting. And I really feel that people will start reconnecting with their enthusiasm and start really going out and pushing and getting their jobs that they've been looking for. As far as my other feeling was the health field, there will be some real improvements in certain areas in the health field. And I feel positive about that. The other thing, too, is I feel some of it's going to be much cheaper. And
health insurance, that would be great.
Insurance and the medication.
I think that's going to take a little time. But I think you're right. I also feel that there's more in construction, and that's going to put houses on the better upswing. You know, Trump was very affected when in 2008 we had that bank crisis and we've had housing crisis, and he knows how to get around that. I do think we are going to have a problem with a little bit of war tactics. I think we're going to be in the Pacific Ocean with China. That will be his first necessary step to take, but there's going to be a lot of talk, there's going to be changes, and people are going to have some rage and they're going to have some things to say. So let's not have any riots. Let's take it all in and let's get out these things that have eroded us, because this hasn't been working for a long time. The way that things have been happening is it's all at the top. And people are doing secretive things, and they're only thinking of themselves. They're not thinking of the country. That's the past. Now we're into the future, where everybody sits down, has a conversation, and works it out. That makes it positive, don't you think, Frank?
Well, I also feel too with the boost to the military and law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a big change in attitude towards them, and finally taking back and helping the communities, which they've been trying to do, but they got a lot of opposition the last few years, and they want it. The people want it, and I feel that with Trump, he's going to do it.
Yeah, I think he can too. But the opposition, I think, is that people have been conditioned to be the boss. I've got something over you. I'm going to do this and you have to do it. All of that, those issues, those control issues have to change. There cannot be any more intimidation and do it or else type of thing. In the prisons, in the law department, and some people take a case because they're going to get out on top instead of to take a case to solve the issue, to solve the problem. And one of the greatest gifts we've had is Blue Bloods, because that show really does show what happens behind the scenes. And I do think it's going to get much better and much more flowing.
Well, I agree with that. No, I agree there. But also people that haven't been accountable in their communities and letting these things happen, we're going to see a lot of them being brought up and thrown out of office.
We just had that in Pennsylvania, that woman that lied at the grand jury and changed what she was saying, changed the truth, and it was because she wanted to get even with the district attorney, and they threw her out of office. And she still thought that she was going to stay in office. She wouldn't resign. She was very arrogant, and they finally got her out. So it is going to be happening more and more, because I don't think that Donald Trump is going to put up with stuff like that.
I think a lot of people haven't been able to do their jobs. And I think finally they're going to be able to do their jobs. And
we've
got some fine people out there. I work with a lot of really good
wonderful
detectives.
People out there. And the reason that the establishment is afraid that all of these different billionaire people are going into like the military and to be head of this, you know, this organization or that is because they don't want the status quo interrupted. They're afraid that they're going to get caught. They know they've been doing something wrong and they're scared. And all of that has got to come out into the open and get straightened out, Frank. I think it's going to take about 18 months. What about you?
I'm a little more optimistic. I think that it'll really start to, maybe even half that time, Elizabeth. But
that's great.
You know,
I see
because
three people
if they know they're getting investigated, they're going to get awful antsy and want to cover their tracks.
Yep. I see three people leaving his organization right away. And that's because they can't stand the pressure or they're afraid or something.
Mm-hmm.
No more politically correct. We're going to have the truth. And that's the important thing.
That's right. Nobody likes the truth. that's corrupt.
I know it's true because I said so, right? But
the other
side have to hear something, too. We're not talking about somebody to come in and run things and make the country worse and come in as the boss. And we're not talking about that at all. I don't see any of that. I know he has been accused of a lot of things, and there are certainly a lot of things he doesn't know. There's a lot of things that he does know that other people don't know. So let it all settle. It cannot be churned up anymore. Isn't that right, Frank?
Right. And I like that old saying, the truth is not always a welcome visitor.
Oh, and that's
true. Going to prevail.
And then there's the other one that says, there's your truth, there's my truth, and there's the truth.
Right.
That has always fascinated me. So what else do you see for 2017? I'm glad that you're feeling as positive as I am, but I'm not feeling positive about the weather.
Well, I was, I think that there's a lot of changes in the earth. And I think we're going to see a lot more volcano eruptions.
I do too.
Both on land and sea. And definitely almost complete opposite. Like some places are being made into deserts and others are going to be flooded. And it's just going to be, I think the weather is really going to be a big factor coming up more than anything.
I think we're going to be focusing on it a lot. I think that this winter, now Frank and I are both on the East Coast. I'm right outside of Philadelphia and he's in mid-Jersey. And in our area, we are going to have snow. This is going to be a snowy year. I don't think there's necessarily going to be 30 inches like we got last year. We only had snow one day last year. I think they're going to be little storms. I do see that there's going to be cold and ice, mostly in February. The whole month of February is going to be a sheet of ice. So we have to get ready and try to work with that. And I think it will start easing up down here. I'm, you know, between Philadelphia and Baltimore. So that makes me more southern than Frank. He's up towards New York City. So I'll have probably an earlier spring than he will, but I don't see New England having a spring until the second week in April. So that's what's happening with the weather.
Yeah, I see the East Coast really getting two or three storms, northeastern is, Long Island, I keep feeling it's going to get particularly hit.
Well, you know, I see this sheet of ice all through February, Frank, and it makes me worry about fuel and electricity, of course. Yeah. It also, I just hope that people are prepared because it happens overnight. You get up in the morning and what are you going to do? You're snowed in.
Right. That's correct.
So be judicious and take care. Then in the summer, we'll have drought here on the East Coast and that rain back in Texas and California and the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. I think the Mississippi and Missouri rivers are coming together because of some kind of pressure in the Great Lakes area, and that could split the country with water. We have Neptune in Pisces conjuncting Mars. That's water, Frank, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But also, they might have a couple along the Mississippi, they might have a couple significant earthquakes that could change the direction again with the water. And,
we certainly have had sinkholes.
Yeah, and so we got a lot of Earth situations that are going to be coming to the soon that started already.
Yep.
But it is going to be even more so.
Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. I'm talking with the wonderful Frank St. James, our psychic detective. This is a call-in show. We would love you to call in and ask your question for 2017, a focus question about one of the subjects that's on your mind. And the number to call is 888-429-5471. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip that becomes your Happy New Year 2017 cosmic tip. You know, it's January. We need to talk. I've been waiting up so late for you, watching that clock like a feature film. Suspense waits no longer. Here you have arrived at midnight with a brilliant fireworks display at this hour. Is this your greeting into 2017? Well, hello, January. We need to talk. I haven't seen you in months, and here you come barging in. Sometimes you can come on so strong, and sometimes you can be so cold. You let me down last time you were here, like ripping the wind and the snowy hills, which gave me a shiver. Snow can be fun sometimes. And you did warm me up with hot tea and a blanket. Thank you for your reviving comforts. What I'm trying to say is, I've missed you, and I have forgiven you for everything that happened in 2016 and everything that didn't. I hope you can forgive my mistakes as well. I'm sorry about my negative attitude of feelings of loss, and my disorganization and confusion throughout the year, especially the last half of 2016. You know, we should go out on walks more and eat healthy meals together. I promise I'll be kinder and I'll try to appreciate all the good that you offer me, January. I just hope that you don't pull what you pulled last year and dump all the snow on us on one day. 30 inches is a little hard to take all at the same time. Ah, but you probably have better plans. I'm sure that you'll give us a few inches at a time, like 6 or 7. Thanks a lot. Can we really start over now? A new year, a new day, more hope, a better life for 2017, and be refreshed? Happy New Year, everybody. And don't forget, it's always a new slate, and thoughts are things. So what you think, you will definitely bring into your reality. Remember, the world is a stage, and each one is playing his part. Wishing you love, health, and blessings for a wonderful year of 2017. Happy New Year, and don't forget to write down those New Year's resolutions. And now, let's get back to Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James on Let's Find Out. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the 4 spiritual chakras and the 7 regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the 0 chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are 4 more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Shulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest. Come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When the bells all ring and the horns all and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you? Just the same. chance. Here comes that jackpot question in advance. What do you do in New Year's? New
And that was one of my very, very favorite singers, Edie Gourmet. And of course, we've just been through the anxiety of New Year's Eve. So what are you doing Valentine's Eve? That's coming up in February. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Frank St. James. And we are doing psychic predictions, and we're asking you to call in and ask a question. And the number to call is 888-429-5471. So, Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What is going on in 2017?
Well, I like the all this technology coming in. I'd like to be a part of it a little bit, and a little more than I have been. And I think a lot of it's been overwhelming for a lot
yes.
of people. You know, they're buying these expensive gadgets, but yet they're only using a little bit of them.
It's like us with our brain. We only use a third of our brain. And the
right.
gadgets do have overwhelming abilities. And I think what we've done is we've overexerted ourselves with technology, and we're still catching up. It may take another 3 years. Technology is so far ahead of us. And we have brilliant people out there. I think that the new Indigo children are very technological, and they think differently than some of the people that were born before 1960. They think differently, and therefore they can bring in new ideas.
Well, they can, but I think there's a lack of communications with a lot of families now because,
right?
You know, I mean, they're even sitting at the dinner table.
Texting.
Everybody's got a phone.
My friend owns a romantic restaurant in New York where it's about $100 a plate, and he said they don't even put the red rose and the candle on the table anymore. They come in, order their meal, and they start to text and get on the cell phone. It's
right.
It's so different. It's not good. It's
what happened
isolation.
To the ambiance?
right. We have an Angela on the phone from California. Her birthday is September 27th, 1958. Are you there, Angela?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. I would like to look at my re-entry into the workforce. I lost my career position in 2009, and since that time, I've been staying afloat through temporary positions.
What are you looking to do, Angela?
I formerly worked at a university. I'd like to go back to working at a university.
Okay. What do you see for
much
Frank?
Success.
Well, this is a... this is a new start era for you. You're still trying to get rid of negative things or things that have stopped you from going forward. But this year, after the first 3 months, you should be starting to get the information that you need to move back into mm-hmm. the job force.
Could some of that be technology, Angela? You're coming into a 1 year. And you just had all the nines hit you at once, and that's when you have your losses and your changes. So tell her about a 1 year, Frank. I know you're good at that.
Yeah. Well, you're still going to feel – you've been going through the ninth year. It's called the year of endings. That's what you've been going through the last year or so. And you've been getting an idea where you can't go. However, with the first year, you're going to get some input on new information coming in. So right now, I think you've been learning how to go and tap the different agencies and different information where you need it, where you have to get it to get yourself back in. But I think you're going to do fine. And I like I actually like April for you, but you might be working starting before that, but I definitely like it by April for you.
Are you in the San Francisco area?
No, I'm in Southern California.
Because I'm hearing that you need to go up.
Oh.
You need to get out of Southern California. You need to go up. I'm getting Santa Cruz, beyond Santa Barbara, Berkeley College, and that's in San Francisco. So maybe you're limiting your area. They're telling you to reach up. That's interesting.
Yes, very.
So I hope that helps, maybe if you start looking in a new direction. And I do think that Frank is right about April, and you might get called to do a job and then get hired from that. But what is missing, what is lacking, is your fear of not being able to keep up with the technology. And maybe that's what Frank means about you taking a course or something. Aren't there new, what is it called, new programs and everything that they use in colleges now?
I think that a lot of the stuff, every 6 months, you've got to really, really got to go and learn it almost, to get yourself up to date now.
Yes.
And
that's
you haven't
exactly
done
right.
What happens when we are out of work is we get depressed and we tell ourselves we're no good, and then we blame ourselves. And we get so frozen that we forget that we have to keep the energy flowing and open to new stuff and at least learn it so that we'll be ready, instead of slamming ourselves with our heads all the time. Remember, where thoughts go, energy flows. And we're going to have a good year. But you need to just revamp yourself. Find out what's going on and be open to being ready to learn it. And you can. You've got a very good mind. You're very adaptable. I know that's true.
And that first year energy, which you're into, is going to get stronger. And it could stop you from procrastinating on certain things that you're getting mad at yourself for.
All right.
And, you know, on my website, which is new-visions.com, I have a little magazine called Psychic Visions Plus, and there's a whole thing on numerology, and it tells you how to figure out what year you're living in, and every month I put what's coming that month. And 1 year is explained on that. So you might want to check that out for yourself. It will help guide you.
I will take a look.
Frank, why
don't
you
get
your phone
number
to Angela so that she can reach you maybe in a week or so and keep up with you?
All right. It's 973-882-7721.
All right.
And that's New Jersey, Angela.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Frank, we have time to do a little bit about the stars for the stars. So what do you see from some of our famous people?
Well, I see they're going to start getting a backlash now for a lot of them.
Yes, they are, from Trump, right?
Well, not only that, but I think people are going to certain people, even the moviegoers and other people are going to get whatever they're using, what is it, Twitter and everything else.
Yeah, they're a little discouraged.
This really ridiculous things that came out of people like De Niro and Charlie Sheen. I mean, you know, come on. Who wants to listen to him? These people?
Well,
I
always worry about the star's health, and I was feeling three people that are having a problem. And one is my friend Shirley MacLaine. I'm worried about her in January. I'm worried about Kirk Douglas. And I'm worried about Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, I know I've seen some of the rag sheets of different celebrities that are going through a lot. We might see a half a dozen of them passing. I mean, we're already, well, there was a Baglier, I think his name was.
Jimmy Reynolds and Carrie Fisher was a shock.
Yeah. And,
well, you talk about soulmates. Those two were soulmates, mother and daughter. And Debbie Reynolds, her son came on and said, she just lay down and said, I want to be with Carrie. And she was the next day.
Yeah. Well, I think it was also too much to take. I mean, we all know we lose somebody that's so close to us, especially a son or a daughter. It's
very hard to lose a child. Very hard.
Yeah. No. So, we know they're together.
Oh, sure.
We know.
You know, that happened with my twin sister. My twin sister passed away, and a few days later, her husband passed away, and he didn't even go to her funeral. He died before her funeral.
Yeah.
And that's true soulmates. That's when you know that's true vibrations that are such harmony. And of course, I know it has been seen a lot, but these have been very powerful times, and we're living in powerful times, Frank. We're living to learn that there is continuity in life, and that we really can talk to our loved ones on the other side. Tell us about that a little bit. I know you do medium work.
Well, even the last couple of years, it's been getting stronger and stronger. Either that or the veil's getting thinner. But I've helped so many people connect and help them connect with loved ones. And they've come across, I've never had so-called training in this. It's been a natural ability that I had since I was 3 and a half. And it's always been, people stay around their family, and they don't bring those problems with them that they had physically. Sometimes
they just bring love and support, don't you think, Frank? They bring love and support,
and they're around their wife. I've talked to people just like myself, who where my father came in and warned me about getting a heart operation, and I did, and he actually saved my life around 2010. But other people, when I sat down with them and brought them through, and they told, and I got verification from it, from these people, that these loved ones told them that to watch out for this or that, and they went to the doctors. And they actually found out they were starting to have a big problem.
Right.
And because of that loved one, they saved their life. So,
and sometimes a mother will get told in her dreams for her daughter not to marry such and such. And that happens too.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty touchy one too.
Yeah, I know, but there was one story that just happened in the last rains in California. A woman was asleep, and her daughter lived on the other side of Los Angeles. And there was a rumble or maybe thunder or an earthquake or something. and her daughter was standing by her bed. And she opened her eyes at 2 o'clock in the morning, and her daughter in the ethers was standing by her bed. Help me, mother. I'm in trouble. Help me. Yeah. So the mother got up and drove across town to her daughter's apartment and had the key and went in, and her daughter was on the bed, and there was a picture over her bed with glass, and it had fallen on her and cut her seriously. And that message that came from her blessed higher self that warned the mother saved her life.
And a little over a year ago, I was reading a woman who just lost her 6-year-old son. And she asked me if it was possible that she was going to have another child. And when I looked at her aura, I saw her grandmother holding a child, and it was going to be a girl. And a month ago, she confirmed that she did have a girl.
That is neat. So yeah. I'm telling you, like the technology, there's so much in our brain that we don't understand. And we are finally, I think, in the next 50 years, going to overcome the fear of death and understand that the earth is a school and we are here on a mission, and be peaceful with that. Maybe that will help with world peace. We're at the end of the night, Frank. It went so fast.
Yes.
So I'm talking with, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I'm talking with Frank St. James, our psychic detective, who has been here on New Year's night. It is New Year's night. Happy New Year, everybody. Answering questions of our guests about what's coming in 2017. And we also have had some of our predictions on here. So if you want to download the tape, it will be available sometime tomorrow afternoon, and it will be in our archives. Thank you very much for joining us. I hope I see you in February.
And remember, there's opportunity coming up, and be persistent. And I wish everybody a happy new year and a healthy one.
Thank you. And we'll see you in February. Thank you, Frank.
All right.
And next week, we're going to have some angels with us. We're going to have Angela, and she's going to be talking about a book she wrote concerning her sister and messages that she got after her sister passed away with her. So we'll continue on with the idea that life is continual and that there really is no death. You just go on to a different place with different experiences and more things to do to get yourself full of love and get closer to the divine. It's time for our meditation now. The meditation is called Developing Your Ascension Self. And if you'll sit with both feet flat on the floor, you can learn what to leave behind in 2016 and what to bring forward in 2017. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Happy New Year and good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our closing meditation. Developing Your Ascension Self in 2017. With so many teachers and paths out there, it's rare to come across a spiritual teaching that feels genuinely new and significant enough to concentrate and focus on as the new year opens. There has been discovered a radical new approach to spiritual life that is sending shockwaves through the contemporary spiritual world. If we want to evolve spiritually, we don't need to get rid of our ego or even to overcome it. We simply need to learn how to access the part of us that is already beyond the ego, the depth of the heart and the depth of the soul. Instead of spending a lifetime making slow and steady progress in our spiritual path, we can take a radical quantum leap into a completely different experience of being alive. So get ready. Take 3 deep breaths. Make sure your spine is straight, sitting in an upright chair with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position. Close your eyes and listen as I ask these questions. Is there a heaven and a hell? Most of the world religions believe in some kind of heaven or hell. Christians and Muslims especially affirm such a belief. On the other hand, there is a growing number of people who are spiritually inclined to reject this notion. Many say they could not be a hell because of a loving God would never send his children there. Others trust in the account given by those who have had near-death experiences and who have returned, stating that there is no hell, even for the likes of Hitler. They ignore other near-deathers who testify that they actually went to hell and experienced it for a time before returning back to earth. Almost all believers in an afterlife accept that there is some version of heaven after death, but a lot of them have difficulty in accepting hell. Again, we ask, what is the truth? What is the truth of the matter with this question? Is there a hell or not? Well, the answer is yes. There definitely is a hell. And of course, we create it for ourselves. I'll prove it to you. Even atheists will have to admit that I'm right on this one. We all know there's a hell because we have seen it and experienced it. And I'm not talking about the unlucky few, but all of us. We have been through hell at one time or another right here in this mortal life. Some through much more than others. Here are an example of hellish experiences of ordinary folk that we know, our neighbors, our loved ones, our relatives. Number one, death of a loved one. Number two, a lost love or divorce. Number three, dealing with a sick, distraught, or out of control child. Number four, an unhappy marriage. Number five, a tremendous loss of some kind, like the death of a child, or perhaps a sudden loss of your parents. Number six, great physical pain and discomfort. Number seven, jail time. And number eight, failure to reach your dreams. All of these things are common happenings that most of us experience to some degree. But then there are other unfortunate people who are in a more permanent hell. Take someone who was in a serious car accident and becomes paraplegic. Which one of us are healthy and strong enough that would not admit that they would be in hell if they traded places with such a person? What about the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness? Not only does he have a short time to live, but it will also be physically draining and emotionally painful to the end. Is that not hell? Something we wish we could avoid? Then there's the hell experience of many millions on this planet who have little or no freedom, or perhaps little or no food. The inhabitants of the North Korea area is a prime example. These people have to pretend to adore their leader and follow all that he says, or they will suffer prison or death. Many of them live on starvation diets, even resorting to eating tree trunk bark to survive. Which one of us would not consider ourselves living in hell if we had to trade places with some of these unfortunate souls? Okay then. We've established there's a hell right here on earth, and many are experiencing it right now in real time. If there is a hell right here on earth, then what makes some of us think the next world will only be pure bliss with no negative experiences? Much of the hell we experience on earth is due to our own perceptions and illusions, bad judgments and attitude. This is what has to change. This is what has to lift off the planet. Does it make sense that just before death, a person would be miserable with the results of his actions, and then the moment after death, he's suddenly happy with himself? Simple logic tells us this is not likely. If we make ourselves happy or miserable in one sphere of activity, then surely we have the power to choose the same mindset in the next. Merely leaving one room and going to another does not eliminate the problems that come from living and moving in this world, or from this world to the next. It's like a changing room. That's why we have morning meditation and nightly review. And that's why we have your soul life review at the end of life before it is determined what pod you go to, so to after our life, so that we can grow and expand closer to the divine source. So, is there a lake of fire in the next world where the wicked will suffer for eternity? Not likely. Likely we have to live through our judgments and our misconceptions and shift as we witness how our decisions and our thoughts affected others, affected us, and affected the planet. Remember something. Pain and suffering is temporary here, and therefore it is temporary on the other side. The words everlasting and eternal come from the Greek anos, which means related to an age. An age is not eternal, but a period of time with a beginning, a middle, and an end. All punishments, upsets, or disturbances in the next world are self-inflicted. And when we stop the thought process that makes us miserable, the supposed punishment will come to an end. All sincere souls eventually find the heavenly realms and enjoy a period of rest and happiness among the many mansions and dwelling places that Jesus mentioned. Remember, in my house are many mansions. The levels of ascension, as explained in the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. The question we need to ask is this. Are we willing to drop our judgments and act out of love? If we want love so badly, and most of us do, we need to be that love. So as you decide that you choose ascension, begin to develop yourself in 2017 and realize that every thought, every action, every feeling, every emotion comes from you. Let go of revenge. Let go of getting even, and let go of resentments. Keep your thoughts on the high road and embrace every experience that you go through and share in 2017 with acceptance, part of your destiny, and grace. Thoughts are things. Dwell in that remembrance. Dwell in that knowing. Thoughts are things. So everything that you think, you create. Every person you meet, you have called into your reality for some kind of a lesson or experience. 2017 can be fabulous and unlimited, and you can reach your highest potential. All you have to do is concentrate, tie in with spirit, know that you can radiate the God source through you, and accept that challenge as you ascend and begin to use that energy for the good of all. So take a deep breath. Feel this new energy that's on the planet flowing through your body. Take another deep breath and forgive yourself for everything you've done and everything you haven't done. Because in the moment, you acted the best you could with what you knew at the time. Let it go. Let everything that went wrong in 2016 go. And the years before that, let it all go. And understand that you are signing up for a positive 2017, where your thoughts and decisions and actions will take you to the place that you most desire. See your dreams coming true. Know that there are unlimited realities. And also know that you can be in the top part of that. You can be in the light, going higher and higher as you walk your path. So be that. Be love. Respect people for who they are, allow them to be who they are, and walk your path in love, peace, and harmony. Happy New Year.
Jesus.